My fellow Americans, welcome back to none other than part two of the America the Beautiful 100th podcast celebration. We just figured we'd go ahead and split this podcast up in two, give you guys double the listening pleasure. This is just takes off in the middle of a point where I press stop and just the craziness just continues. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure to always listen to us on Podbean, Twitter, Stitcher. Follow us at BeAmerica1 on Twitter and Instagram. I'm going to let the party continue. Thanks, guys.
What's up? I like what you're saying about Derrick Henry. Has anybody thrown out a bold prediction for this upcoming season yet?
No.
Can I be the first?
Yeah. Okay, do it.
Do you want to write it down in your book of bets?
I will.
Book of bets.
Oh, you got the book of bets?
I got the book of bets.
Oh, boy. Let him fly. Did somebody say gamble?
Derrick Henry?
Oh, boy.
Top five running back.
Oh. Are you sure you're going to put that in?
Yeah.
Give me a pencil.
No, pencil. Sharp. It's clear ink.
I got a pen.
J-Hicks 804.
Oh, so, another baby name shot down.
Brad. Which one?
Booker Thomas Hicks.
Can't believe she shut that down.
Yeah. Booker T. Hicks.
What the heck, man?
I love it.
That sounds great. That is such a southern name.
Oh, it's so great. I'm pushing for Calvin now.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dude, Calvin's... I got a feeling your baby should be named Calvin.
Calvin, I like the name, but then I also have...
It's Irish?
No. Sports change name, Cal Ripken.
I like that. Mr.
Iron Man. I think of Marvel.
JTX804 says, Derrick Henry top five in half point PPR and standard and what?
It don't matter.
Everything.
I mean, not PPR.
To me.
Instead.
Well, because he's got to fight Deion Lewis. Deion
well, if we're going crazy.
Passes.
Let's go, baby. We're going bold.
Gary, I already made this one with Gary. I'm willing to do it again because I feel strongly. Kenny Stills ends the season as a wide receiver one.
Woo! At Morgan Mark.
Yeah, I got one.
Who's your
See how easily they start flowing when we get this going?
Flowing.
Dude, I'll tell you this. No podcast does bowls like we do. No podcast anywhere. At Walmart says...
That's because there's consequences with ours, usually.
Dude, those fuckers are all... Yeah, you're right. There's no consequences for the pros.
Right.
We fucking wax our butts.
Some of us do.
We, a.k.a. me.
Hey,
okay.
can we call Marty?
I'm gonna have to do this.
He's on vacation, too.
I don't care.
I don't care, man.
Yeah. Is Marty in flu?
Go.
Do you have Marty on flu?
Marty's in, yeah. All right, go ahead, Garth.
He had a small sample size last year. He's the QB2... To QB4 taken right now, Deshaun Watson.
Yes.
I don't think he's gonna be a top 16 quarterback.
He's not
dude,
top 16.
You know what?
Quarterback.
I want to say it. That bold prediction is mold.
Oh, that's not mold.
No,
that's mold. That's not mold.
He's being taken as number two.
Two or four.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
He's like the top three quarterback taking in Scott Fishbowl right now.
Yeah. Garbus Poetica.
That's mold too.
No, that's not mold.
Mold. That's not bold.
I think if I was doing that, I'd kind of
what would you want to do?
I would say he's not going to be top 20.
I like the little like that. I like that.
What do you think about that?
At Garth Poetica. By the way, I should play the one. Last year, you had a bold prediction about... Who was it? Brad, me and you kept talking him out of it. He had a bold prediction, and Brad called it mold, and then like I latched on to Brad, and you two you got really pissed. You're like, no, your prediction is mold. You get mad because Brad started tagging Hicks as mold, and then I latched on Brad. I was like, no, that is mold, and I didn't even really believe it, but I was just like, yeah, that's mold. I was like, tag guys, like, yeah, that's mold, dude. Alright,
what was it? Now I really know.
I'll find it. After the podcast, I'll find it. We'll,
I think mine last year was that Brandon Cooks was a top five wide receiver.
It was. He was top five. Brad said that Michael Thomas would be top three.
Close.
Mine was something. Bad. I feel like it was something about.
I want to do it again.
Antonio
not.
Gates better than all.
Fair enough.
Rookie
it was.
Tight ends.
Yeah.
Well, that was wrong.
Apparently, that was not right.
At Garth Poetica says, I forgot it.
It's not moldy.
What was your moldy?
That's how moldy it was.
Says Deshaun Watson, not
top 16.
That's bold.
What is it?
It's very bold. I was going to do top 12, but it's like, nah.
That would have been a little bit.
Because if he's not top 16, that means he's putting up semi-pedestrian numbers.
Correct. Or he got injured again.
Correct, yeah.
That's also
true. Well, injury bearing.
Yeah.
All right, can we...
I got one.
All right, here we go.
A bold or a story?
Bold.
All right, do a bold. And then I want a story.
Okay. Mine is Saquon is not a top three rookie running back.
Look at his face.
That was perfect.
Top three rookie running back?
He's not a top three.
He's top three running back.
Nope.
Let's go!
Is that your bold?
Oh, Phil's having the bold.
The bold and the beautiful.
Saquon, not Brad.
Bold.
Who are your top three?
His quads?
Oh, yeah, I've seen him.
Have you seen Terrence Spice's quads, bro?
You seen that boy's O-line?
He was like, oh, the size of his quads are like the size of my waist or something like that.
He said, I don't typically look at another man's quads.
Yeah, but, man, I found myself looking at a man's quads.
But when I do get one. Hey, Phil, are you in? Are you saying Saquon is top three running back overall?
That's
what you said.
Hey, baby steps. You're influenced.
He's definitely top three. You can get it on Twitter. It's really the other running backs.
It doesn't matter. Saquon.
Darius Geis, Rashad Penny.
Dude, he's the number one.
Nick Chubb and Michelle.
They're gonna use him like unless he gets injured. Yeah.
My bowl was that. The Vikings running back.
Dalvin Cook
was gonna catch 90 passes, and I think he would have.
I think Latavius Murray's gonna get 9 touchdowns.
I like that. He's going to vulture some. I like that.
Some is some. 9 is a lot.
Yeah.
9 is a lot. All right.
Rob,
your
dream.
I'm going
to
make one.
Okay.
I didn't say it had to be correct.
Right. Some is some.
And I certainly didn't say it was a bold prediction because I'm not going with it.
Can I go story?
Go story.
Yeah.
Well, never really a story, but yeah, I got to call you out.
Yeah.
Throughout the years, there's been some names. Players.
Do you have a list of all the names?
Oh, I thought about this too.
That you've kind of butchered.
Dude, there's a lot of names that I butchered.
Last year's was great though.
Can we discuss our highlights?
We can turn back time.
The first and major one that we probably do is Amendola. And I said Amendola, right?
Yeah.
Amendola.
Amendola's a good one.
Yes.
What about Piran?
No, Sammy J.
That probably is the best.
Sammy J. Perrineau?
Sammy J. Perrineau.
Malaki.
Malaki is also really good.
What is Malaki?
Malachi Dupree.
I said Malachi Dupree.
Dijon Jackson.
Yeah.
Dijon Jackson.
That's
your boy.
That's a good one.
Oh my goodness. I love it.
We have more. There should be 10 more.
There should be more.
That's, no, that was after Sama Jay was after
How did you used to... Were you always good with Hushman Zada?
I don't think anybody is, bro. I couldn't do it.
Speaking of Hushman Zada, you know John Ross is working out.
It's been months now, babe.
It's been months.
I tried to trade. Well, Sammy I kind of Mike Williams from Greg, but he doesn't want
to
do it. I had a feeling.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Mike Williams could be a... I think he's going to be top... It looks like 40 wide receiver.
I like that. Dude, if Keenan Allen gets hurt, he could...
Yeah.
It's summertime, bro.
Do you guys remember... You know, this is when we did YouTube. And we had the night that we did... We did the WWE promos.
What?
Yeah. I was like a blackout.
Dude, you were blackout.
I was like,
yes, you had to do.
I think you know my face.
You bang your face?
I don't remember it that well. Actually.
Wait, you don't?
You might not have been there.
Why did you bang your face?
Bomb was there.
Trey.
I was trying to make up my own like wrestler.
Oh god.
Well, you were $1 Million Man.
Or something like that. But I had my face painted. And Trey was like stone cold.
Dude, I don't really get it. I just talk shit.
I just thought of another bowl while we were.
I think the best YouTube video is me trying to be Shane.
Brad, what's your next bowl?
We're not doing multiple bowls.
No, this
could get out of hand.
Do another bowl.
Multiple bowls?
Why not?
Wait, you didn't get yours in there.
Multiple
bowls.
No.
What's your bowl?
That's deep.
You did your bowl, right?
No, yeah.
You haven't?
I don't have much conviction yet.
What?
Okay, you know what? I got it.
Yeah, what is it?
Eric Ebron is a top eight tight end.
Mold.
So moldy.
I don't think that's moldy.
Dude, I've listened to you talk about his potential for 4 years.
That is the moldiest bold prediction I've ever smelt.
And being that it takes at least 2 to 3 years for most tight ends to even get their feet off the ground.
Why are we even still talking about this? That's the worst.
Matthew Stafford is the leading MVP.
Plus, he's getting an upgraded quarterback.
That's mold.
Eric Ebron's getting an updated quarterback.
Let's not have
anything that related ever in life to the Detroit Lions. How about that?
Yeah.
Give me one.
At a fantasy hack says.
Can you actually get a good one? Because those were all terrible.
At a fantasy hack says. Matt Stafford.
Ugh.
Is league MVP.
I love it.
It's not even fantasy related.
You have him? For something?
That's a
beat. I only predict my people. What's your multiple mold?
I don't want to say it.
Multiple mold?
Put yours to shame. Put yours to shame.
Let's go!
Oh my god.
He wants to be shameless.
Because I'm shameless.
Do we have any more stories? Come on, guys.
Oh, we should
hit a lull on episode
100.
Alright.
Good stories.
I know I've told this story before. I played show on acid one time.
Jesus.
Keep going.
And it was in Baltimore. And it was hot. It was really hot. It was middle of summer and there was like nobody there except for this band called Ugly Head. And they were fucking everything up for me. Because I was watching them and I was like straight up looking at a portal to hell through the fucking stage. And so I had to pull it together and I went to the bathroom. And for real, there was a doorway at the bottom of the urinal. I didn't go in. I chose against that. But I walked out of the venue. We played the show, right? And it was the only time I really did that. And we played the show and we'd get 30 seconds into a song. And everybody would fall apart because we all ate it. Oh. The whole band.
Oh, God.
And we, you know, I'd look back at Danny and like, when I was playing, at the time I was playing keyboards, I was looking at my hands and they were moving so slow. And it wasn't matching up with what I was hearing. But I was just going for it and I'd look back at Craig and I would smile. And I'd look at Danny and I'd smile and Danny looked like he was terrified. We had a guy who was taking pictures of us. I would love to see these pictures to see how big my pupils are. And he set this light up on my keyboard stand. And in the process, I look back at Danny, and Danny mouths to me, "He's going to murder you." Now, I was in no frame of mind to be told that. So we basically cut the set short after four songs because we couldn't get through anything. Loaded everything out and went to the van. I was sitting in the van playing acoustic guitar and I looked at this church and there were flames coming out of the steeple.
Oh shit.
So I wasn't in a good place there either. So I decided what better thing to do than walk around Baltimore. Yes. And I went down the street and I got onto this bridge and it was over a interstate. And I found myself mesmerized and slowly, it was probably over 5 seconds. Everybody in the band starts joining me, and by the end of the night, we're all sitting there just staring at this billboard it's got like 100 Uncle Ben Rice faces on it. And we're all just standing on the side of the road staring at this billboard forever. It was one of the greatest moments of my life. I'll never forget that feeling.
I found salvation that night.
Yeah, a lot changed for me that night. Then I started playing fantasy football the next year.
Boy.
That's the moral of this story.
I love it.
It got me here.
Back to reality?
It got me here.
Hell yeah.
I don't do drugs anymore.
Not that often.
Yeah.
Do y'all want to do an ADP team?
Yes.
Yeah.
I came up with on the fly. This is in comparison to the flu year of two.
Okay.
And tell me if you want to play this or not. I have Yahoo ADP up.
Oh.
And I can ask you for each position, who is the number two pick for each position?
Yes. Okay. You like that Brad Evans, huh?
Who do you guess? Does he do that?
He's Yahoo.
So not the number one.
But the number two for each position.
Okay.
So quarterbacks first.
Number
two work for.
Who's the average quarterback taking at number two? Or who's the second?
Russell Wilson.
Tom Brady.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I would say Russell Wilson.
Deshaun Watson.
Oh, who's the one? Aaron Rodgers.
He's going to be 16 or worse.
Tom Brady is 3 and Russell Wilson is 4.
Wait, I wrote down 20 in the book.
Receiver. 2.
DeAndre
Hopkins.
DeAndre. It's not written. Wide receiver 2?
Wide receiver 2.
DeAndre Hopkins. DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah.
Antonio Brown.
I like Julio.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Brown goes first.
AB's 1. Julio's 4.
Dude, Julio puts Odell up 3. Over 1,400
every year.
But he's
no touchdown.
He's not consistent.
Number 2 running back.
Well, touchdown.
It's, yeah.
Well, he
would. But if he was
I'm gonna say
with touchdowns, it would be a
Bell's
whole
going story. Second.
Number 2 running back.
Le'Veon?
I think Le'Veon's going second.
Can we pause this for 1 second? Julio sucks.
Julio does not suck.
Yes, he does. Julio sucks for fantasy because Julio has...
Not for best ball.
Julio, not for best ball, but for fantasy, he's not good to have on your team because Julio has 7-plus games a week where he scores less than 10 points. Julio sucks.
A week?
Julio sucks.
A year?
Dude's playing a lot of pickup games.
I mean, a year. Julio has...
But when he goes off, he goes off.
It doesn't matter. You don't know where to start. You start him every week and he fucks you.
Yeah, you can't,
Julio sucks.
You
Are you just going basis off of last year?
No, it's every year. It's every single year. Julio sucks.
You're telling me that last year that...
he had 7-plus weeks of single-digit points.
Kyle Shannon. Okay.
So
I guarantee you he did.
Half. So basically half the season.
He scores less than 10 points.
Here we go.
Yes.
Time out.
Okay.
All right. This is in our Dynasty League half-point PPR, right?
Yes.
Week 1, 8.6.
One single-digit.
All right. Double digits week 2 and 3. That's 4.5 points week 4.
That's
week 5 with a bye. 6 and 7, double digits.
Okay.
Week 8, 8.9 points.
Okay.
Week 9, double digits.
Okay.
10 and 11, single digits.
1, 2, that's 5.
Week 12, 44.
Okay, he won you one week.
No, Shane's exactly right. Week 3, 3 points. Xavier Rhodes.
Week 13.
That didn't hurt Marvin Jones.
Week 14, 13 points. Week 5, 6.9. 16 and 17, double digits.
That's seven games of single-digit points. Julio sucks.
He doesn't suck.
He doesn't suck.
He sucks.
He does not suck.
He sucks. I'd rather have Keenan Allen.
He does not suck.
Okay. He doesn't suck because he's probably...
But he's not. He's not a stud.
That doesn't mean he sucks.
He doesn't suck, but he's not a stud. Julio's not a stud.
He got 44 points in 1 week.
Because
he has seven
weeks of single-digit points. He's not a stud.
He's at the very least. At the very most. A top 4 wide receiver.
At the very most, he's a top 4 wide receiver. At the very least.
Where does he finish the season in points scored?
Doesn't matter.
It does matter.
No, okay.
Thank you.
Are we playing for total season points?
No, but it does matter. No, here's why it matters.
Okay.
Because these rankings are based off of season points at the fucking end.
We're not talking about these rankings.
Yes,
we're talking about
whether he's worth a first round pick or not.
Well, how does that help your weekly scoring? Does it?
If you're good at what you're doing, you know when to start him.
If you lose, can you say, wait, in week 12, Julio's going to score 44, so I get the win?
No.
He can't. He sucks.
Shane.
He's a bust.
Shane, I never draft him.
You shouldn't.
Hear me out. He's ranked where he is based off of what he does as a collective,
but
not off of what
about his ranks. I'm saying on a week-to-week basis, you shouldn't get Julio. It's a bad idea.
Jarvis Landry did better than him last year.
That's fine.
Would you trade me, Julio Jones, for Jarvis Landry right now?
Probably not.
I have
Julio. I wouldn't trade you Jarvis.
Exactly.
I didn't try to trade you that because
I know Jarvis got 8 more points than Julio last year.
If
that's why I tried to trade him. He said no. I was like, well, I just wanted to see what you said.
If Jarvis had stayed on the Dolphins, I might. But I would definitely trade you Julio for Keenan Allen. And people think Julio is better than Keenan Allen. He's not.
They're pretty much almost the same.
Keenan is much more consistent.
He is, but I mean, you're going with
the
age, Philip Rivers.
Not from being on the field.
If we're talking Dynasty League, I'd probably still stick it with Julio because Matt Ryan is going to be a beast, I think, this year with Sarkisian.
Matt Ryan is going to be a beast.
In the second year.
But it doesn't mean Julio's going to be a beast. Julio's not a good fantasy player.
That's not true.
Is Hooper going to take those targets?
He's not a consistent. Your debate is he's not a consistent fantasy player.
Yeah, Muhammad.
Now that Calvin Ridley's there, it's going to take some eyes off of Julio. I bet you Julio does a lot better than he did last year.
won't.
Especially if, I mean, I'm not saying T.O.
He had three touchdowns. That's an albatross.
That is albatross. Whatever. Maybe. But T.O., I mean, I'm just saying, even though he's, like, working with T.O., but, like, I mean, it's still, like, going to help his game. T.O. was a monster when he played.
No doubt.
Julio is a very talented wide receiver. In the NFL, he's one of the most talented wide receivers.
Arguably the best.
Dude, he had one of the most amazing catches on the outside of the, like...
Totally. But in fantasy, I don't want him on my team.
Do you know why I primarily don't want him?
What?
Because that's a run-heavy team.
Well, there you go.
That's primarily why I don't want him. But I think he's a good receiver.
But when they're not running it, they're throwing it to Julio.
He's an elite.
I think he's an elite receiver.
No doubt.
But he's not an elite fantasy receiver.
He is an elite fantasy receiver. He's a risk you take in drafting him.
Antonio Brown is an elite fantasy receiver. Julio Jones is not.
Yeah.
If we're talking about elite, elite is the top of the class. Julio Jones is not there.
Who's top three?
Okay.
When they're healthy?
AJ Green or Julio?
AJ Green.
What? No.
AJ Green is more consistent than Julio Jones.
With a terrible quarterback.
Doesn't matter.
And terrible. He goes down more. Julio's almost always on the field.
I'm just telling you, my perspective.
Almost always.
I would take AJ Green over Julio.
Fair point. I forgot that you're a genius.
Raise your hand if you have an American.
Who are your top receivers that you take?
What?
Top three receivers that you take.
Raise your hand if you're an American champion.
I'm not.
Twice.
Hey, who did you, when you won it, who was your top wide receiver?
Julio.
Jules.
Jordy.
I've won twice.
Jordy.
Did I have Julio last year? I had Gurley and Melvin.
Yeah.
And
Gary knows this because I actually texted him this the other day. He took Julio in one of the best ball leagues, and I wanted to know why because I never draft him.
Yeah.
I never draft him.
Yeah.
But I took him in a best ball league a couple years ago, and it paid off. Not that I won it, but it was.
You did ask me why. I said for one, ODB is coming off a big injury.
Right.
Oh, you took
him. I would take him. DeAndre Hopkins, I am not sure if Deshaun Watson is going to play all season.
Right.
We're going in Sarkisian's second season of the offensive coordinator.
Right.
And the Falcons did their best. They did shitty with Shanahan's first season. The second, that's when
I've heard that said a lot, too. I like that. I would take Davante Adams over Julio.
That's possible.
Well, I would do that all day. Yeah. But that's because Aaron Rodgers is going to be throwing the ball all over the place.
There's only three.
And they got 41 in
backs. Four that you could possibly say is over Julio. Devontae is one. DeAndre, ODB, and Antonio.
I would say Keenan Allen over.
Keenan Allen's good.
I'd be iffy on that.
On a redraft league?
I would say no. My three are Antonio Brown, Odell, and Hopkins.
I mean, you can't argue that.
Is your fourth?
Probably.
I would take Keenan and
Devontae
over for sure.
I'd take Julio before Keenan and Devontae.
Here's my thing, though, about Devontae.
I would take Gordon.
I probably would, too.
Well, tell me this about Davante Adams.
Yeah.
This is probably, we've said this on previous pods. This is the best tight end Aaron Rodgers has had since,
and Davante Adams had his best year last year when,
Michael Finley. Thank you. Yeah.
It should also be noted that he's got, I think the wide receiver who had the second most touchdowns last year.
Davante Adams.
And the tight end that had the most red zone targets.
But again, Rogers, half the season was with Jimmy Brett Hundley. His best games were with Brett Hundley.
Yep.
Not with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback.
Right. But Jordy's gone, so he's going to be the
Jordy. That's true, but Jordy was injured for the majority of the season.
Every stat.
Davante Adams will be fine.
He'll be fine.
Yeah.
Every stat from Green Bay last year is like,
It's
almost like looking at Dalvin Cook. He played four games, he killed it. But yeah, yes. I mean, go back to looking at everything before Aaron Rodgers got hurt. What week was that?
Well,
eight?
Yeah.
Six? Something.
But
like
the argument you potentially could make against Devontae if Jordy was still there, you might be able to say, when Aaron Rodgers is healthy, Jordy's the number one guy.
Right.
Devontae's
Which
the number
was true.
One guy. I mean, maybe. It could have been true. But he's gone now.
Yeah.
So, like, Devontae is a stud this year.
But it maybe it turns into Jimmy Graham.
He's not the number one.
I think that
could be his blanket.
I think Davante Adams is going to get more targets, more yards, but I think his touchdowns go down.
It very well could. Because red zone, Jimmy Graham could gobble red zone targets.
There's got to be some regression somewhere.
Because you've now got another great big.
Although the fade that Davante Adams gets from Aaron Rodgers in the red zone is pretty fucking phenomenal.
Dude,
they do great on the back shoulder fade.
Jimmy Graham is there now, who was a red zone monster.
He was,
yeah, yeah, but I mean, that's the middle of your field. I mean, years. At times he could play like a Gronk role and be on that outside too. I
can't believe you guys aren't going to talk about Aquaman.
Jimmy,
Jimmy Gary boy.
We gotta
wait. Now we get back to the names.
Aquarius,
sound off.
Aquaman.
Equanimeous Saint Brum.
Oh, I love that.
But
Equanimeous Tristan.
Aquaman is so much fresher.
It is. It is. Oh god, I love it.
Hey, Jimmy Graham has never been a good tight end year one.
At a new place.
I thought you were going to say he's never been a good tight end, and I was just going to shake my head. I don't know, Shane.
But he's never been a good tight end year one. He wasn't year one with the Saints. He wasn't year one with the Seahawks. He won't be year one with the Packers. He will be, but he's going to score 7 touchdowns.
Year one with the Seahawks, he was injured. He was coming off of injury. Yeah, that plays part of that.
Yeah.
Plus, he was going into a Pete Carroll team.
He's oft injured.
While we're talking about tight ends, who's the number two tight end taking?
Kelsey or Gronk?
I'll say Kelsey.
I'm gonna say it's Zach Ertz.
No,
it's Kelsey the GOAT. Ertz is three.
Don't give him the GOAT role yet.
It's Kelsey the GOAT.
He's the second holder.
Did you say there's custard on the GOAT?
Tony Gonzalez is the GOAT.
Kelsey the GOAT boy.
Yeah, Tony Gonzalez is the GOAT.
He was the GOAT till Gates.
Until Gronk.
He might have more touchdowns.
Till Ertz.
Yeah.
Ertz is the
real
GOAT.
This is my Barry Sanders in the Smith argument. He has more touchdowns, but he's not best.
Yeah.
He's going to be coming good.
Right. I love her.
You
got kickers?
Y'all want two kickers?
Justin Hunter.
Yeah.
Number two kicker.
Justin Hunter or Prater?
Justin Tucker?
Yeah.
I'm going to say
number
it's
two.
I'm going to say it's Gostkowski.
I'm going to say it's Will Lutz. It's not Will Lutz, but it should be.
No, Gostkowski too.
Yeah, because it's Zerla first.
Legatron?
Who's
Legatron?
It's not still Mason Crosby, is it?
No, he's second most for being cut last season. He got cut.
Can't even find Mason. Did he get cut? Gary, what you got?
High-octane offense.
3-2
Matt Bryant.
It's either Greg the Leg or Gostkowski.
It's Greg the Leg, boys.
Is Gostkowski first?
Yeah. Greg Zuerlein's the second
one.
Zuerlein's two.
Legatron. Legatron.
Tucker's three.
Yeah.
Zuerlein last year was the top scoring kicker ever.
That's because they had some
really?
Good points.
Yes.
It was a good year to have Legatron.
Defense.
Second scoring defense, Baltimore. Or second one.
Eagles, probably.
Oh, wait. Is it the Eagles?
Rams are taking the
Eagles.
First.
Rams first. No,
Jacksonville won. Rams three. Minnesota four.
Fantastic.
Yeah, Jags,
that's
Jags
all we got, boys.
Dude, I'm getting Jags in Minnesota and Fleetwood.
To go back to your point about
Jags and Minnesota,
I would never draft them. And I'm just arguing with you because I need to argue with you.
Dude, that's what we're here for.
But
this is F1.
But I never can draft them.
F1.
I never can.
I would never draft them either because I would take
sucks.
A running back. No, because I would take a running back.
Well,
where I would take him.
It's not because I think he sucks. It's just I'm leery
well,
of drafting.
He's falling
him.
Yeah. Towards the end of the
because he's never been
round.
My guy.
You don't want to start.
He's never. I don't
want
to start my team with him.
I don't want to. Either.
Because usually you have to start your team with him.
Oh,
you
he's your number one. Yeah, you don't want him to be your anchor.
That's my
not
issue.
Not
so,
now, if I were drafting Mike, if he were to fall down to 9th, 10th, 12th, I would consider that.
On Yahoo,
but
he's
like,
going 11.
Yeah,
I consider that for sure.
He's going 11.
Who goes? What are the three after him, Brad?
Melvin is 12.
I'd rather have Melvin.
Leonard Fournette is 13.
I'd rather have
Michael Thomas is 14.
I'd rather have Michael Thomas.
You're
Dalvin
pretty
Cook,
much getting
Keenan.
Either one of those after the turn there, Shane.
But I'm just saying, if we're talking about who I'd rather have in front of him, I forgot about Michael Thomas. Receivers I'd take ahead of Julio.
I'd rather have Julio than
Michael
Thomas.
Michael Thomas is so much more consistent. Brad, how many single-digit points does Michael Thomas have? Do you have your app pulled up? I bet you Michael Thomas has less than 4 single-digit games. Michael Thomas is the most consistent receiver. It's the best kept secret in fantasy. Michael Thomas is the most consistent wide receiver in fantasy.
It's not a secret.
But we didn't even just bring him up. We all forgot about him.
That's because I'm
hey,
not.
Can
I can't, Shane. I can't talk about every single player that I want to get on my team.
I forgot.
Because
saying,
then y'all will get them.
I forgot about him. I was just talking about Keenan Allen. Michael
I pretty
Thomas
much just forgot about him.
Josh. How
Michael
did you pull
Thomas
up last
not to worry
years?
About that. Score doesn't matter.
What's that?
How'd you pull up last year's scores?
Go to him and then go to the top and go to 2017.
From our dynasty numbers?
And
go to rosters and go click on a player.
MFL Platinum.
Yeah. Have you ever cleaned your pump filter or whatever in your washing machine?
Oh, yeah. It stinks as hell.
That thing is nice.
Dude, I'm about to clean my belly button.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh,
Megan Nate.
Dude, let's all talk about
it. All right, here we go. All right, I got you. All
right.
Together right now?
Single digits?
Single digits.
Week one.
Okay. Single digits.
2, 3, 4, double. Week 5 is a bye. Week 6 was single.
Okay.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11 were double. Week 12 was single.
Okay.
13, 14, 15 is double. Week 16 was single.
I was wrong. I thought it was less than 4.
So that's it.
So Michael Thomas had... So, okay, this is my point.
Are we going to week 6, 17?
He had 4?
Yeah. He had 4. Michael Thomas is better for your fantasy team than Julio. 44 points
last
in 1 week.
Last year.
Every year from now on.
He averaged 13.
No doubt. There's no doubt.
I just love your presentation every year from now on.
No, you're just going to continue your argument, which is obsolete because, I mean, there is ADP. We'll do an ADP right now.
Wait.
And just say.
Gosh, what is the definition of a hypothesis? It's an educated guess. I'm telling you an educated guess. And this is well educated.
This is your opinion.
It is right.
It's not educated.
It is educated, it is. And it's right.
Right.
Dude, Michael Thomas, the alligator eats Michael Thomas, and he doesn't even touch Julio Jones.
I don't know what that means.
A hypothesis
yes.
is a supposition or proposed explanation. It's a good thing I'm reading this, Gars.
He had a better
made on the basis of limited evidence
okay.
as a starting point for further investigation.
That so, was not my science class. My science class had an educated guess from Mr. Golding. Mr. Golding told me it was an educated guess.
Mr. Golding was the worst teacher of all time.
He was the best ever.
Oh, God, he was the worst.
No way. He used to come up to me and put his hand on my shoulder. It was fucking weird.
He was
weird.
The creepiest.
Lurch-looking motherfucker I've ever seen.
So, Michael Thomas had 4 more points than Julio Jones.
He only had
a better year his rookie year than last year.
How many single digits did he have his rookie year?
More.
How many?
More.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay. He went from 7
he
to 4.
He averaged 1 more point a week.
Can we also agree
yes.
that Drew Brees is probably going to regress?
No. Absolutely. Drew Brees is going to bounce back.
If that's the case, then he regressed last year.
Are you just saying that?
But they're moving into more of a run attack than a pass attack.
They did last year.
Yeah. Because Drew Brees is regressing.
Options. Ben Watson is a little bit more of a tight end target than what he's usually
absolutely.
Capable of.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I love Cameron Meredith, and he put up some stats in 2016.
Drew Brees is going to have a better year than last year, in my opinion.
Okay, but those targets are going to go somewhere else.
No, they're not.
Well.
Okay. Hey, man.
Oh, Gary.
I love talking about Michael Thomas.
Well, sorry. Gary, where art thou?
Dude.
Where art thou is that I'm saying
you know what?
That Julio Jones is still going to be an elite top 4.
Do you want me to call a fortune teller?
We're Orange Book.
What's that?
Get the book.
Orange Book? Oh, Orange Book. I was like, is
get
that
an Orange Book?
What's the Orange Book?
Is it
like an Orange Book? Book?
Wait.
I don't know.
Should we see if orangebook.com is a website?
No, because we're going to put it in flu. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Get that out of there.
What are you saying about Julio Jones?
He sucks.
Ooh.
Good. So who's going to be, what? How far? We'll go ADP.
Okay. No, I don't care about ADP. Well, there's a bunch of idiots.
Well, I'm giving you an ADP to see which
loser has to get their taint waxed.
You know what?
Too late.
I am willing to do another butt wax.
It was good the first time around, minus the like prickliness. But
Julio Jones. I mean, all I get is another punch card out of mine. Next waxing I get a free wax.
It's a free wax, exactly.
So you already have 5.
I already have 9.
Yes.
This is episode 100.
Very
I mean,
nice.
What are we saying here? I don't really want to give a butt wax.
I don't want to. Either. I don't know what it's like.
Not over this anyway.
I'm gonna just kind of shift.
There's
no shift gears. We should have to do this.
All right. Well, then make something then. Make a bet.
Michael Thomas is better than Julio Jones. Michael Thomas has fewer single digit weeks.
There's no single. No, we'll do a whole.
Total.
I was
going to
say collaborate.
Total.
But I was
going to
say,
you're
total
like,
amount. Yeah,
we'll do a whole cook.
I was like,
you're like, I like this food. I'd like to speak to the cook.
Who prepared this?
The cook. The cook.
All right, you're afraid. I understand. Okay.
Can I eat these hot dogs raw or do they need to be cooked? All right, let's change. I mean, I won that bet.
Well, okay, so I have a question for y'all as a whole.
Yes.
What do you think about Uranus as a whole?
What does everyone think about Todd Gurley going 1-1?
Excellent.
Prime candidate for regression.
I agree with that one. Top three
running back, at least.
Can we all say who is your 1-1 in half-point PPR?
I mean, if all things play out, to me, it's Le'Veon.
Yours is Le'Veon?
Yeah.
The 1-1 is Gurley.
I know it's Gurley,
who
but,
do you take for
but
your
that was my question. Like, are we agreeing with that?
He's not mine.
Do you think he's the true 1-1?
He's not mine.
Because it's almost never accurate.
I mean, I think it makes sense. My 1-1 is Zeke. Zeke will be the number one fantasy player this year.
Okay, can I just rebuttal that?
Of course you must.
The reason why I do think he regressed, well, he won't be the number one. He'll be good, but not the number one.
Gurley
because
or Zeke?
Zeke.
Yeah. He doesn't catch passes.
Well,
I think that they will stack the box.
There's no Dez Bryant.
Yeah.
I mean, you have two new wide receivers that are probably going to be their number one and two.
Yeah.
Minus Terrence Williams, but he doesn't do shit.
He doesn't do anything.
And he's in an NFC East who probably has become probably the best defensive line in the league.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I honestly don't like that.
Yeah. I think Zeke is good enough.
I think Zeke could be top five. He could be top three for sure.
If I have the 1-1, I'm taking Zeke.
Yeah.
Well, here.
That's fair.
All right.
I'd rather have the 1-5.
Here's also something to throw out for Zeke versus Gurley.
Yes.
There's both new offensive coordinators for each team.
Dallas has a new offensive coordinator?
No, I'm sorry. Le'Veon and Gurley. The Rams offensive coordinator. Went to Tennessee.
The
Rams had the top scoring offense last year. They averaged like 37 points a game or something crazy.
Yeah, that's great.
For Pittsburgh, I think it's pretty simple. Whoever comes in new, just continue what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
They have two of arguably the best offensive weapons.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
To me, it's Le'Veon.
He's your number one. What if he holds out?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously I can't predict that, but if he plays.
But if you're drafting today and it looks like he'll probably hold out. Would you take him at your 1-1?
Well, what they're saying is that they're closer this year than they've ever been in terms of getting a new contract.
Monday's the deadline.
Do you think players are better in the first year or the second year?
I think they're better contract years. Once they sign a contract.
Offensive coordinators at that.
Oh, Matt Ryan. I've heard that argument from Matt Ryan.
Well, I'm just saying in general.
I've never really paid that much attention to it.
I would say offensive coordinators probably have a better second year.
Well, Sean McVay was great. Kyle Shanahan.
When it comes
to
high octane offenses.
Yeah.
Josh is right about saying that with Le'Veon Bell. I am still not certain. This is still going to be... It's not going to regress too badly, but I mean, I feel like Pittsburgh is going to fall a little bit.
But Le'Veon Bell catches a lot of passes under Todd Haley. Is he going to keep catching that many passes?
He's a juggernaut, man.
Why not?
I mean, why would you change it? Why would you come in and try to change what they do extremely well?
So, I mean, hold on. I mean,
I'm not an offensive coordinator. Leave my book there for y'all to remember.
No, but you have all the tape. It's not like, and they've been there the whole time.
All right, so time out. What's changing in Pittsburgh? Martavis is gone.
Yes.
Martavis was
gone. And then James Washington is in.
James Washington is a better coach.
Not a huge change. I think the bigger change is in L.A. where Sammy's gone and Cooks is in.
Yeah.
That's a bigger change.
Probably 90 minutes.
I agree.
Like a true possession receiver.
I guess what I'm saying is Brandon Cooks versus Washington.
I'm good.
James Washington.
Yeah.
Rams don't have shit. Well, either team really doesn't have a tight end worth rostering, essentially.
Yeah. Which Pittsburgh definitely never really has.
I mean, that's a slap in my face.
Jesse James.
I have fans down on my team.
Jesse James was the worst.
The good news is that you don't have Todd Haley there anymore. So maybe he'll get some catches.
I mean,
the bad news is that Antonio Brown is there.
So who's to get to my question? Who's everyone taking 1-1? You're taking Zeke. I'm taking Le'Veon.
Yes.
I'm still going Gurley.
I would draft myself.
You're taking Gurley.
Yeah.
Who are you taking?
I would take Gurley.
Who you got, Morgan?
There's no way that Gurley goes 1-1 again.
Oh, well, that's a game changer.
All right,
hold
my top two are a statue of the guy thinking, and then Mork.
Are you saying running backs?
No, total.
Who are you taking
1-1? If you have the first pick.
Fluke fast. 0.5 PPR. Fluke. You got the number one pick. You know everything you know right now. Who do you got?
Fuck you guys, DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, let's go, baby!
You're not taking Duke.
On a full season with
you're taking Duke?
Yeah. Right. With Watson there.
I'm taking Seth.
I mean, they killed it.
I'm taking Le'Veon.
Hopkins, Gurley, Le'Veon, Zeke, four different players so far.
Morgan.
Because I never get to draft this guy anymore.
Julio?
Antonio.
No, I didn't do
it. Dude, he was my pick and fluke.
I never get to draft him anymore, everybody knows.
So we got 5 different 1-1s.
I had like a 2-year window where I could get him. That's about it.
Yep.
Do you guys like Brandon Cooks better than
Sammy?
Sammy.
Absolutely Watkins. Not. I love Sammy.
I'd take Brandon Cooks.
I love Sammy.
Don't even talk to me.
Don't you feel that kind of...
You don't even need to ask this question to me.
You don't need to ask.
Still be good in Los Angeles.
I took him in the first round of a dynasty draft last year.
Yeah, I don't think that'll change. I don't think...
But also, I got to throw this in.
That'll change at all.
Do you see the acquisitions that happened for the defense in Los Angeles?
Yes. I came to leave.
They got much more.
How often do you see...
Marcus Peters.
That team...
It's unbelievable.
...having to go through a run game just to keep the clock going?
It's unbelievable. Dude, that's why... Did you draft that guy?
Huh?
Did you draft
that guy?
Backup? What's his name?
John Kelly. John Kelly.
Who
drafted him?
Tennessee.
He did.
So that's why.
JK.
Well, you're looking at probably it could be the best defense in the league now.
It is.
Well, do you not think they're going to be offense. Running it a lot now?
Yeah.
But they're an explosive offense. They're still going to throw the ball.
They will. Which Cooks will get his feed too. I think Cooks is. He's going to be a top 15 at least.
Is everybody...
But, like,
sorry, no, keep going.
But I think Gurley is still going to get the bulk of it. He's probably going to get his 325 touches or whatever. He's still going
to
be there.
And they're hard to stack the box against.
But you
really
got to look also at Pittsburgh. Are they better defensively that you
no.
know of? They're going to throw the ball because they're going to fall behind.
Le'Veon catches a ton.
Yeah,
he does catch a lot. Zeke, I mean, Todd Gurley gets his PPR from every now and then.
Yeah. See, the thing is...
But he's just the monster.
What if they're icing the game? Does Gurley stay in, or do they bring in John Kelly?
That's the thing, too.
I mean, they're up a lot, they're not going to have Gurley in there.
I'd say within the first 4 to 5 games, you could probably see more John Kelly.
Really?
You think
like 10%. Well, when they're leading games, because I feel like they're going to lead
games. If
they're
on 20 points,
Gurley's you're probably going to get 10% of carries from John Kelly.
Well, I'll tell you this, because I drafted James Conner last year. In our dynasty rookie draft, it was our initial draft. No, before that, like he didn't get injured till like the back half of the season. He had no value.
I think you would see that more later in games, or more like second half.
But
of the
to Gary's point,
is
this
that
Rams defense might be like legendary,
which is not a Pittsburgh defense.
And they got Aaron Donald and Dominic Sue.
And you still have
Marcus Peters.
Is Antonio Brown better than the first wide receiver in Los Angeles?
Of course.
He's better than the
first two. Juju Smith better than the second wide receiver back?
No.
Yes.
Robert
Woods is better.
You think Robert Woods is better than Juju right now?
Yes.
He's not getting picked before Juju.
Correct.
I don't know
he's
if that
correct.
Matters. I mean, Juju's getting picked first.
This man does not care
before.
About ADP.
I don't care about ADP. I don't go by ADP.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
I love that. Go get your guy. But...
Get your guy.
In my opinion,
passing, who would you rather have on your team? Robert Woods, Juju.
Does Big
Not
Ben
Dennis,
pass more than Jared
Juju.
Goff?
Robert Woods.
I would say so.
What's your question?
Does Big Ben pass more than
Yeah,
Jared Goff?
Absolutely.
I think so.
Dude throws like 50 times a game.
A few answers right there.
Why?
Because I think number
but
one would still
Le'Veon
be Todd
Antonio
Gurley.
Brown,
Le'Veon catches
Antonio Brown takes such a big slice of that pie.
Yeah, which means Todd Gurley would be better than Le'Veon
Bell. So does Le'Veon Bell, though.
But Le'Veon catches so many more
He does catch. But I'm not
he
saying
he catches so many screens.
Todd Gurley does not catch.
He does.
Le'Veon catches more than Todd.
Robert Woods was better than Juju last year.
But you're still getting a hell of a lot more value.
So
yeah, it's a good argument.
What's
a valid argument.
Did Le'Veon Bell play all 16 last year?
He started slow, but he did play the first two games. But he started slow.
I think
he
did.
Robert Woods was better than Juju last year, Garson.
Might have been, but I still would prefer Juju.
He's
because
picked,
there's no Mark Davis Bryant
picked
period.
At least 15 people ahead in front of him.
But, I mean, is ADP really the standard we want to go by? Because people pick...
Robert Woods didn't even play a full season.
He did miss a couple games.
And, truthfully, Jared Goff has more of a rapport with Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp was, like, close to... Like, he was, like, third in the league in resident targets or something crazy like that. But yeah. I still like Robert Woods better.
He's sick.
True story. Slot receivers rule.
No doubt.
Slot receivers are
true yeah. story.
That, I think that's...
That's kind of how I'm looking trending. At things right now.
Yeah, I feel like that's been trending.
Can I philosophize it into a trend?
Dude, definitely philosophize right now, please.
I think that just from what I'm looking at, I don't have any statistical information to back this up. Just from what I kind of see is that slot receivers get more looks because they're playing small ball. The deep threat doesn't matter nearly as much as it once did. You listen to most coaches and most coaching philosophy. They'll tell you that having a true deep threat doesn't really matter. If you can get the ball in your best player's hands, you can get yards after the catch, which really matters.
Shane allowed me to get his all or nothing thing off of Amazon.
Oh yeah.
And I watched.
So dude, how good
I
is
watched
it?
No, I watched the Arizona Cardinals. And then
2 years ago.
Yeah, and then they put Larry Fitz in the slot, and he had his best career game.
Oh,
in
I never
the
watched
slot.
That one. Hey, can
best
I ask you something?
Best career season. I'm sorry.
And that's all he plays now. It's primarily yeah. slot.
Do you? Okay, let's just do this. Let's just.
If you're
it
a
out.
Slot and outside wide receiver. That's where the value
where did Jarvis Landry play the majority of his snaps?
Well, because unless...
That said, 47% of Kenny Stills' snaps last year still came from the slot.
Yeah.
Because
and
unless...
He's an outside
unless
guy.
Unless your best cornerback is shadowing, they're going to stay on the outside. And you're going to get a third-round backup or third-round
you get a better matchup on
the
slot.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's why if you have, like, a nice, big, tall wide receiver...
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
A perfect guy for that position.
Can I ask one question?
You can ask a million questions. You can ask 100 questions.
I'll start with one.
All right.
Who had more single-digit games last year? Julio Jones, JJ, or Juju? JJ.
Who's JJ?
Which JJ? Julio Jones, Juju.
Or Juju.
Which one had more single-digit point games last year?
Well,
Julio.
We already know Julio had 7.
Yes. I'm going Julio. Probably.
Well, if he's asking, it's got to be Julio.
I don't think he would ask me this question unless it was Julio.
That's
yeah.
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. They both had 7. However, Juju was hurt 2 of those games. Juju only had 5 single-digit point games that he played in. Juju scored more than Robert Woods last year by 50 points. It wasn't even close. Juju's better than Robert Woods. I stand corrected.
Well, Bob Woods missed.
I'm glad you
understand. Well, they both... He missed a few games, too.
The stats don't lie.
I don't want to say I'm doing this, but I'm smiling because you said that out loud.
Hey, I'll admit when I'm wrong. Phil,
it's
you
okay.
Want to get a microphone for something?
Yeah, can I use this real quick?
Yeah.
Hey, you ready to get married?
Oh,
bro.
Beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep,
it's pod 100. People don't
know. Yeah.
You got it on 100 minutes?
Perfect.
100 seconds?
100 seconds.
100, a minute 40, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to, right?
You guys might call it?
Yeah. You want to make another bowl?
This is good discussion.
Gary says yes.
Why not?
Guys, this is, I don't know, this is... Our best disorganized podcast ever.
For not having a real direction, we made something good happen here.
I just said let's show up and have a good time.
Hey, who's ADP 100?
Oh.
Currently 100?
Yeah.
From fantasy.
Hey, wait, wait, wait. Tell us what position it is. Wait, give it to me.
All
right.
Give it to
me. Hangover.
Okay, running back.
Hey, Morgan. Like a bug to
running back.
It's a running back.
100.
ADP 100 running back.
Did
okay.
somebody say Tito?
I'm going to guess it's Gio Bernard.
Running back.
Keep
should
guessing.
I give him the number running back taken?
Yes.
So 39.
For number 100?
We all have
running
to guess.
39.
Whoever
do I give
gets,
another...
No. Whoever gets running back 100 wins. You shouldn't have looked. We should have got that look.
You know who it is?
I do.
Shit. All right, running back 39.
James
can
White.
Can I see a little bit of him?
Yeah, do it.
James White.
That's half point PPR.
I'm going to say it's Kerryon Johnson.
Wait, the 39th ranked running back?
Yeah. ADP. The 39th drafted running back. Go on, Phil.
Alright, that's the timer. Go. Brad, who is it?
Okay, Baldwin. I'll give this.
Okay.
Tom Montgomery.
He's a veteran running back.
Ooh.
Alright.
It's Skittles. It's
Marshawn.
He's not a rookie.
Yeah. It's Marshawn.
Time out.
Go.
Brad, you're to my left.
Okay. Podcast listeners, right?
Go Josh first.
No,
no, he's
touch
you.
Alright,
way to fuck that all up, man.
Hey, just make it.
Should I give one
this.
More?
No.
Yeah.
No.
He's in the NFC.
What?
No. Don't say anything. I'll go.
We should
go.
Like,
I was
going
to say. I was going to say something different than that.
Give us a
hand. I'll go. It's Latavius.
God damn you.
You don't want to go, Latavius?
Yes.
We toss if we get. You'll toss if we get it right.
No, he won't.
Look at Blount. No. You gave me the look. That was close.
Latavius.
Gary doesn't have a good poker face.
He would tell us if we were right.
No, he won't.
If you're all wrong, give another clue. How about that?
Okay.
Giovanni Bernard.
He switched teams this year.
Blount.
He already said.
No, I want to guess last because I know it.
I got it.
Let's get it.
CJ Anderson.
That's it for a while.
Matt Forte, because he's not playing.
Yes! CJ Anderson's not wrong! Let's go, baby! This is CJ Anderson episode, baby!
CJ Anderson.
What? CJ?
CJ gay.
Dude, he had 1,000 yards. This is why I'm gonna over
he had a good year.
Yeah.
It was his best season.
Because yeah. I'm like, damn.
I... You know what, dude?
He averages over 4 yards per carry.
I'm the smartest one this season.
For a career.
Remember that when you texted me the other day?
For a career. All right, last year. Let me see what Yahoo does.
So you get those in Jalapa.
Oh, Yahoo already does it?
Yeah, let me see what Yahoo's got. All right, Yahoo 100?
Yeah. Okay, new.
So that was fantasy. All right, different.
Hey, you know what? I got my rankings.
Oh, you have a Shane Gardner ranking?
Yeah. Like
well, sign me up.
Shane
Gardner!
Julio Jones!
Okay.
I love this. Is Julio Sucks going to be the new thing? Mark versus Jarv! We haven't even talked about it! All right, Brad, sorry, go ahead. We got another hour coming.
It's a tight end.
All right.
What's the question? Where are we going?
Yahoo's ADP 100.
Who?
It's a tight end.
Can we know it's tight end number
one? Tight end number what?
And choke you?
Will you tell us or not?
I don't have that information on this.
Okay. I think we can guess.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay.
OJ Howard.
What's the question?
It's a tight end.
What's the question?
Number 100, yeah.
You gotta have a poker. This is poker face, Brad. You need a poker face when somebody says
tight end.
I think that this tight end is most likely.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. I haven't thought about it yet.
It's Doyle Rose.
Jack Doyle.
Who is that? Oh. Jack Doyle?
That's not my guess.
So I'm not cheating.
I'm going to guess it's Kyle Rudolph. That's a good guess. I just made a really good guess. We should all stop and recognize the guess I just made.
One more?
You just made
come on.
He went.
He said Jack Doyle.
I was going to say George Kittle, but I'm saying he's like 10 or 11, but I'm going to go...
Well, I don't have a tight end rank.
He doesn't know.
Right, because Kittle goes usually 11, but we're doing 100. I feel like
not tight end 100. Overall 100.
Yeah. I know. Okay. Overall 100. Okay. Because
it's probably tight end 10 or so.
Does anybody listen to me?
Right?
No, but I'm saying...
Tight end doesn't get taken a lot. So it's going to be later for George Kittle.
All right, so
you think it'll be around tight end 8?
I'm going to... Yeah, exactly. I'm going to go with Jimmy Graham.
This tight end plays in the NFC.
Jordan Reed.
That's a good guess. This tight end plays in the NFC.
The first one I gave you plays in the NFC too, so technically that works.
Yeah, but you knew it wasn't right.
I know.
And so nobody got
but
it right.
Could be in
no,
my mind.
Right. Yeah.
In my mind it was right.
This tight end is Trey Burton.
Okay.
That's a good one.
That's it. And Kyle Ruff was fucking close.
Brad, you can't look at your brother when he guesses something.
Brad, you can air pound it if you want.
Which yeah.
Or you can just put thumbs down.
Just to contradict, I guess I'll go Kyle Ruff.
That I was gonna say that's not contradicting.
I think it was already used.
He said Kyle Ruff.
Pretty
first
sure
time.
Kyle Ruff
is already Trey Burton. It's Trey Burton.
I know.
Okay.
It is.
He got the grace.
Let's just say,
but let's talk about that comment.
Mm. Fucking awesome hoop.
I changed Jimmy Graham.
He was said the first
Jimmy.
Time.
What? Ew.
Got him at not pick 9-9 last night.
Oh,
everywhere
shit.
Everywhere I go.
Everywhere I go.
Gentlemen.
Hey, wait. Gentlemen. I want to look up one more.
Yeah,
right.
Do it.
Who else has ADP?
He's just got to be healthy.
ESPN.
Don't go 100.
He's
got to
be healthy.
Make it. I know it's 100.
That's why it's 100.
He's no good if he's not healthy.
If he's healthy, he's...
I'm going NFL.
All right, he's possibly top 5.
It's got to be 150.
Gary,
maybe more than possible.
Gary, it's
probably
definitely 100. Top 5. I think you should give a shout-out to
total?
My favorite guys.
Well, given he's got Alex Smith.
Total, he could be like top 30.
Oh, dude.
Everybody.
We need to retweet this to Bobby Sylvester because I think he honestly has.
Sylvester Sunday.
Dude, Bobby, if you're listening, bro. Every week,
dude, how do
I post Sylvester Sunday because I, dude, I honestly like his. I like his radio
talks,
voice.
He's like, ah, Tax, I can't even do it.
It kind of reminds me of one of my cousins the way they talk. Maybe that's
Frank.
No, my cousin.
I like it when people remind me of my family.
Kind of reminds me of
Kyrie. But no, he has like a really fun like voice to listen to.
He totally.
And then when he gets so defensive, oh my god, it's so much fun.
Tax is the worst.
He's not the worst, but he's such a spaz.
He's such a bitch, dude. He's such a bitch.
He hates Tagliere.
He's the fucking bitchest dude I've ever fucking heard.
Why don't you tell me how you feel?
How about this? Tags knows his shit.
Tags,
fancy
bros. Mike Tagliere.
Mike Tagliere knows his shit.
No, fuck him.
Fuck him.
I don't even care if he's a nice human. Fuck him.
He is a good human.
It's just like Julio, dude.
Yikes.
Alright.
He gave beer to his son, too. I'm kidding, not really.
He didn't. Dude,
he's just trying to make
vagina,
it feel better.
His vagina would be way too sore if he did that.
Sure, that
would be
not cool.
Oh my god.
Alright, here we go. MFL's ADP 100. I'm sorry, Garst. I could only go to 100. Don't look. How dare you? Cheater!
Shame.
Gotta get that edge.
This is a running back.
It should be. Hold on.
Okay.
Well, it's probably a shame.
This is either NFC or AFC.
I miss Big Brother tonight.
And if I'm missing Big Brother, goddamn it.
Yeah, you're ready to go pee in a corner.
I can't think of anything I'd rather do than podcast 100, but I'm missing Big Brother.
I thought Big Brother was over.
No, it just started.
Dude,
shit. What?
Season 20.
It is season 20. It's Big Brother season 20. High five for knowing.
Dude, episode 5 is 100.
Season 20, dog.
It's tough, man. They got some real...
There's some real assholes.
I'm aging out.
Yeah.
Of Big Brother. Like, all these kids are like 21, yeah, 23. They're all beautiful.
You can't stand them.
Rock solid bodies.
They're just like, what
happened to...
Like, none of them have crow's feet around their eyes like I do. They've all got beautiful teeth.
No
way. I'm just like...
How dare them.
None of you motherfuckers have ever caught in a crawl space a day in your life.
Yeah.
How dare these guys.
I would be perfect for Big Brother. I'd be out in week one. But that's all the time I need in the house. I'm sorry. Back to your running backs.
Oh, hey, please.
Yo, my ADP for you and Big Brother is number one, baby.
Thank
so
you.
I second that.
Thank you.
I got you at 1-1.
All right, this is MFL ADP. Okay, number 100 is a running back. Do you know what? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read you number 96 through 99.
No, don't.
What? 96 is Marcus Mariota. 97 is Chris Hogan. 98 is Sterling Shepard. 99 is Randall Cobb. Number 100 is a running back. Start with whoever goes first.
Aaron Jones.
Okay.
Jamal Williams.
Okay.
CJ Anderson.
Okay.
I like your like consistent finger pointing to everybody. There's no way to know if you're telling me I'm right or wrong.
I grew up in church. I recognize you.
You can't talk yet, motherfucker.
Chris Thompson.
Oh, shit. That's not right. Okay.
But,
one more round and then you'll get a hit.
I swear to God, Julio Jones is going to be so good this year.
Dude, Julio is...
I can't work.
Julio's player number 76.
I've got Gio.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Duke Johnson.
Yeah, you will.
Duke Johnson! Let's go! Fuck all of you! He got it!
It's Duke Johnson?
It's Duke Johnson.
I like Duke.
Yeah, I like Duke.
Alright, guys.
That's pretty awesome.
Let's wrap her up.
That's it. Wrap
Everybody,
it up like a Jimmy.
100 more.
Wrap her up like a Jimmy.
And then vlog it. Mark at the morgue mark.
All of it.
Shane? Double.
Oh,
it's what? It's like double piano. Double
cheers,
keys.
Cheers, beers.
Add a fantasy hat.
Yes.
Yo, get a picture up there, bitch.
Yeah. I'm about to get a picture. Oh, and I go?
Yeah.
Hey, come on. Yeah, I'll help you out. Just give me your password. I'll put Leo Jones up.
No.
You got for Monica?
Mm-hmm. Good fight, good night.
Bradley had to get pee pee poo poo.
Brad Gardner, where the E is the E?
Is it 3 or the E is a 3?
The E is a
33.
It's because his favorite race car
guy. Kenny Schrader?
It's his favorite Smashing Pumpkins song, and of course we all know Jesus died at 33.
Yeah.
There we go.
Sorry, boys.
Brad Gardner is
his favorite Portugal demand song, 1989.
The E is a 1989.
That seems reasonable.
That's the way Brad pelvic thrusts.
B. Gardner where the E is a 1989.
Yep.
No, hey, you were born.
Dude, how many buttons do you have on those shorts? You button like five things.
Just Gary, he was born in 1989.
That's my belt.
Yeah. Dude, those are his new chastity pants.
Yeah. You don't have the key gears.
You gotta put it to work.
Keeping the girls out. Well, when girls are when the women are after you like they are after
Don't give
Brad.
Me that life jackal.
Cheers, America. Hey, this is the end of season one.
Cheers, America.
Dude, wait for 101.
Oh, I can't wait. Good night, America. 101 will teach you how to get there.
Oh.